Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Woman suffers critical injuries in house fire in Wichita's Riverside neighborhood.
Two.
Student from Kenya killed in car trash truck accident east of Wichita.
One.
Man accidentally shoots himself in the head with a nail gun in Derby. Three big things. Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your Thursday morning commute. Just in the past minute or so, I heard the report of a trash can in the roadway in Kellogg, on Kellogg, just west of Seneca.
Now that wind is starting to gust up a little bit.
So watch out for that. Traffic update, Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Cloudy and windy today, with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 42 degrees after yesterday's high of 55. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 28. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 48. Now a cloudy sky. We have a north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour and 40 degrees. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Mm-hmm. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays, 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, as always, the Glenn Beck Program, yep, right here on KNSS. Going to talk about May, the United Kingdom Prime Minister clinging to power. Also going to talk about a weeping Michael Cohen getting 3 years in prison. That's just two of the topics that I'll be talking about on the Glenn Beck Program. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, right here on KNSS. Apple says it plans to build a $1 billion campus in Austin, Texas. Company statement early today says it also plans to establish locations in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California, with more than 1,000 employees at each. So Apple's expanding everywhere, but of course, Wichita. The tech giant says the new campus in Austin will start with 5,000 employees and provide jobs covering engineering, research and development, operations, finance, sales, and customer support. It'll be less than a mile from the existing Apple facilities. Whew. Austin already is home to more than 6,000 Apple employees, representing the largest population of its workers outside of its headquarters. 5,000 employees to start. They're going to fill them. You know, there you go. Now, we were in Austin when? Was that last year we
went
down?
A couple years ago, yeah.
And the place is just, it's a big town. It's not that little Texas town it used to be of half a million people.
It's a pretty major deal now.
Big toddling town, a lot of music going on down there, a lot of fun things for young people to do, and nice climate. And Apple is going to build a billion-dollar campus down there.
Yeah. Maybe if they would spend another billion on infrastructure in Austin to handle all that.
It's been a tough road for us through these years. Wow. All right, stocks finished in the green yesterday.
A big day for your 401k. Optimism about a trade deal with China propelling stocks higher as the world's second largest economy put in a big order for U.S. soybeans. Other good news, Theresa May will survive her confidence vote. British banks having a strong day as a result. All of that making for trader and investor optimism. The Dow ending up 157 points. The S&P 500 up 14. The Nasdaq composite up 66. One interesting note from the trading floor, stocks traded higher all day long, a change from the highly volatile moves of previous trading days. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Now, the hot labor market hasn't resulted in a pay boost for the majority of Americans. A new bank rate survey finds that among employed Americans, 62% report not getting a pay raise or better paying job in the past year. And that's up from last year when 52% said they had not received a pay raise or better paying job. Yet only 25% of respondents in the new survey say they'll look for a new job in the next year. So apparently not getting a raise is not the deciding factor in people maintaining their jobs. Of course, our unemployment rate is right around 3.7%. It's been that way for a while, and it looks like almost full unemployment. And I don't know where those Apple people are going to find all those employees down in Austin. If you're going to dig them up from somewhere, I guess, and import them or something. All right, it's 8:51 now, Stephen, Ted. Good news for Airbus in the U.S. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen, Ted. Yeah, Airbus has delivered the 100th jet it built in the United States. All the airplanes were made at the company's plant in Mobile, Alabama. Wing components of the 100th aircraft were built by Spirit AeroSystems. at its plant in Prestwick, Scotland. The Mobile facility is now turning out 4 A320 commercial jets per month. The airplane was delivered to Frontier Airlines. A donut shop set to open in the Union Station development. The Dapper Donut will operate out of the canopy area in front of Union Station. Owner Brett Allstadt says he expects to hold a grand opening just after the first of the year. The shop specializes in homemade mini donuts. Allstadt says he's waiting for some inspection work to be finished. And Wesley Medical Center's named an assistant administrator. Jeremy Polly has been promoted from his job as market director for Wesley's Emergency Care Network. He oversaw all 5 of Wesley's emergency rooms. Polly joined Wesley in 1999 as an emergency medical technician. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, it occurs to me that new Dapper Donut is going to be almost in spitting distance of your office down there.
That's exactly right.
So you can probably take one of your underlings and say, hey, why don't you go over there and get us a dozen small donuts?
There you go.
Yeah. And pick up
if they're small ones, if they're mini donuts, we may have to get a couple dozen.
Well, you see, if you're mini donuts, you can eat more of them, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, so how big is a mini donut? It must be smaller than a real donut.
Well, I don't know. You get them in those packages like Hostess. What,
those?
Of them?
Yeah.
Like silver dollars?
I really
something?
like mini donut holes. They're so smaller. They remind me of goats.
Called dots? Yeah, I remind you of goats.
No, sorry. Hey, how about the great movie, It's a Wonderful Life, now coming to Wichita as a live radio play at Wichita Center for the Performing Arts, Central and Webb Road. Ted?
Love it.
Is going to be on stage as the radio announcer. Boy, that was a stretch, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really convincing.
He's almost. He's been listening to me closely to know how to do that.
Uh-huh.
He will also be the head angel, Joseph.
Yes.
Nice.
So you need to get yourself a ticket. How do you get a ticket, Ted? Online at ticketfly.com or at the door.
Or you can just buy a ticket to the door. It's Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night out at Center for the Performing Arts. It's a Wonderful Life.
It is.
I think Ted should be the lead.
Really? George Bailey?
Sure.
George Baileyowski? No, I think
I'm getting a little old to play George Bailey these days.
Maybe
I'm
they can get
more like George Bailey's dad.
Yeah. Maybe they can get you to play Mr. Potter there, Bill.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
The richest man in the county. A Wonderful
That's
Life.
Right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's 8:55 now, coming up at 9 o'clock in our news. Both Kansas U.S. senators are supporting an overhaul for the federal sentencing law. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.